Comedy has been performed on stage since at least the ancient Greeks. But the modern comedian has pretty much found him or herself telling jokes to often inebriated audiences in dark, sometimes seedy bars. But lately, we've noticed a subtle shift in the way comedy is delivered on stage. It's gotten a little more grown up, maybe a little more highbrow in the form of storytelling. Author, storyteller, and comedy editor at Time Out New York, Jane Borden, says that storytelling takes a different approach to comedy.
It's sort of like a mini theater piece. It's got a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's got something for people to latch onto. And of course, it's going to be a personal story, so the audience is more likely to connect to it. And I think that's also maybe a reason why comedians haven't before now really embraced storytelling, because you have to be vulnerable.
Performers with a theatrical background like monologists Spalding Gray and Eric Bogosian are largely credited with making this form of comedy popular. But Borden says that comics who tell stories are winning over audiences with vulnerability and earnestness, as opposed to the kind of snarky, observational humor Jerry Seinfeld made famous.
I've watched a comedian get on stage and start telling these detached jokes, and I watch the audiences disconnect, and they sort of cross their arms and just kind of sigh. And then I'll see another comic come on stage and make him or herself vulnerable, and the audiences connect again, and they switch from this point of view of, yeah, see if you can make me laugh, to, I'm really pulling for you. I want to see you succeed.
Borden says the audiences at storytelling events also tend to be a bit older and a little more sophisticated than the blasé 20-something she usually encounters at comedy clubs.
That kind of audience is also getting really excited about storytelling because they have not traditionally been consumers of comedy because, you know, people assume that it's either going to be mean, insult comedy, which unfortunately happens a lot, or profane. But storytelling is a form of comedy that's reaching these people. I think it's because it's filling the gap between theater and stand-up.
So what draws comics to begin storytelling? Jane Borden says it's the open door. At events like The Moth here in New York and other so-called story slams across the country, people are invited to walk in and tell their stories on stage. Though she says it sometimes doesn't work, it's a good way to find talented people.
Storytelling is so accessible. A lot of the best storytellers who've come up in the last few years were not even comedians before or people in the theater. They had no training. They just had stories, and they were good at telling them. I mean, everyone tells stories at a dinner table.
Jane Borden is comedy editor for Time Out New York. Her book, I Totally Meant to Do That, will be out in March. And that's this week's Arts File Online. I'm Carrie Nolan.